Hello, my name is Rachel Jones, and I'm very excited to talk with you for a few minutes about your Heavenly Father, how He adores you, how you are His treasure, and thinking about that in the context of boys and potentially dating. So we live in a world where love from another person or affection from another person is highly coveted, and it's the ideal. Right? You see boys and you develop a crush on them. And when you find out that they like you back, it is a great feeling. And no matter, even sometimes when you don't like a boy and you know that somebody just likes you, it feels good, right? It feels good to know that somebody is noticing you and recognizing you and taking the time to just appreciate you and maybe even potentially love you. Well, I'm here to tell you that that's not bad and that's normal. And one day, my hope and prayer for all of you girls is that you will find someone like that and commit to spend the rest of your life with him. But right now, as a teenager, I want to encourage you to step into the full realization that you are God's daughter first. And before you potentially enter into a dating relationship with a boy, it's so important that you have your identity in Christ just cemented, that you know with so much certainty how loved and treasured you are by your Creator. So Deuteronomy 7:6 says, "For you are holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all of the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession." Now, sweet girls, I know because I was young once, that it's hard sometimes in the tangible, in the real life to recognize God loves you. And how do you do that practically? Well, I think what you can do is that you can commit to praying every single night, even just for 20 seconds, 30 seconds before you go to bed, and you can thank the Lord for loving you and creating you. And also something that is powerful is to start writing a list of all the things that you're thankful that the Lord gifted you with. You know, it's not all about the physical. And it's hard as a high school student for those attributes are often the things that you focus on. But God gave you maybe an incredible sense of humor. Maybe he gave you ambition and a hard work ethic. Maybe he gave you athletic abilities. You are an amazing sibling. You are a great babysitter because you're a good helper. And there are so many ways that you have talents and gifts that your Heavenly Father gave you that aren't related to how you look. But these are things that he planted in you to go out and show his love to the rest of the world. And something that is important is that when you decide to start dating or decide to, you know, have a boy like you and you like him and maybe you're not dating, but you know, you're kind of like a thing, and I get it, and I actually have a 14-year-old daughter, so I understand how this works. I really want to challenge you to not let a boy steal your hope and certainty in Christ. And if you ever feel like, man, he doesn't recognize A, B, and C about me, or I feel sometimes disappointed and depressed after I'm with him, if he's ever making you feel like you aren't loved and cherished and beautiful, then you need to be careful filling your heart completely with a guy. And you need to be really careful not becoming just his every need. And he is not your every need, because no boy can fill your emotional needs to the full. That's not what they were created to do. Boys weren't created to fulfill you, and you weren't created to fulfill them. Only your Heavenly Father can fully just give you that certainty and fill your heart completely. So I really want to remind you guys about that. And I want to really cause you to recognize how admired you are. And eventually you will get married and your husband will even like your faults and he'll think they're cute. And that's real love. And that's something that you can start praying about right now. I think it's something that's really cool that as a young girl who is a Christian, to take time to pray about your future husband. And that's something that is really special and really sacred. And the Lord is going to hear those prayers and he's going to bless you immensely. Young ladies, I love talking to you and I love praying for you. And I'm going to close us today, but please listen to any of our other podcasts. And we so thank you for your support and just know how much you are beloved. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everybody listening right now, Lord. I pray that every girl feels your presence. Father, that she is allowed just the opportunity to step into your love. And I pray that you help her have self-control to not become boy crazy. And I pray that you give her extra strength to not focus on her faults or the things that she doesn't like about herself. I pray that she does not compare herself with anybody else because she is beautifully and wonderfully made and she is unique. And I pray that every single person knows that, Father. And I pray that also, Lord, you give all of these girls just a peace and an energy and an excitement that they don't need a boy to fill them up, that they are loving their life and that they are loving you and that you are blessing them with great friends and that they have great hobbies, Father, that they just have such a wonderful, passion-filled life that the focus doesn't go to boys. But we thank you for boys and we thank you for creating men and just the beautiful gift of love. And I pray that in closing, as these girls are entering into dating relationships, Lord, that you bless them with purity, that you keep them strong, and that you keep them steadfast. Father, we love you. Amen.